Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio, Joe Pride joins me now. He's got four going around today and a few in on Saturday too. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
You got four in today. This is interesting on the heavy 10, I suppose. Some horses haven't had much luck on it or many starts on it. You get a couple here in the third, Chapelco. And I'm looking at its wet track form, and it's only had one go or a couple of goes on the soft. It's one, though.
Yeah, look, Chapelco's one that it probably is a little bit iffy on it, but I've been looking for the right race for him for some time and sort of thought it was at least the weakest grade of race I could have him in. He's had two goes on the Kenzo track, and what we do know about the Kenzo track is that it's going to drain a bit better than most tracks around Sydney at the moment. So if you're looking for a dry track, this is probably the one.
Siren Intervention's interesting in that because it has got a bit of a wet track form. It has won. It is first up. You've given it a trial, the 1300, but on the heavy 10, the 1300 is going to feel a bit more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's a real stamina horse and had his first run beyond a mile for the last one, the last prep, and was super impressive on a soft 7 at Rose Hill. So he's by so you think. I think he'll handle it.
Right, I can't fever in the fourth. This has got to be a real live chance for you.
Yeah, definitely racing really consistently. So it's his first go at 2400, but he'll handle the wet track. And if he can get the right sort of running transit, I'm sure he'll run really well.
All right, and Monasterio, this horse hasn't won below a mile, so the 1550 on the heavy will suit it.
Yeah, look, I think so. I was quite pleased with his run the other day. I thought he went quite nicely. That run under his belt, a little bit fitter for today. Again, probably not well suited on the heavy, but I'd be hoping it dries out a little bit, plays a bit fairly. And if it does, yeah, I would have thought he would be a good winning chance in the last.
What's the pick of yours there today, Joe?
Cyber Intervention.
All right. Now, Saturday, you're claiming three on Destiny's Kiss in the Stayers' Cup?
Yeah, I just thought it was, the 62.5, I couldn't really ask him to carry that over this kind of trip. So thought I gave Chris a ride on him a couple of starts ago, and he handled the horse fine. So hopefully he can do the same on Saturday, and he'll get a wet track, which, as we know, very much suits the old horse.
I smiled to myself this morning. I thought, if he happens to win over this, you probably missed the noms for this year's Melbourne Cup, but you can nom him for the year after the way he's going. He's just
Evergreen Gallop Brisbane. He's an absolute wonder horse. And I know a few times I've had horses better than him, but it's just hard to find one that's got as much carriage. So.
Too right. Now, you've got a couple of other nice runners. New Tipperary for the Civic. It has won first up before. You've given it a couple of trials. Will it run?
Yeah, he will. Pleased with him. He's a nice horse. He's trialled really well. He's not a first-up horse, though. The horse generally takes a run to get to his peak, and I'd anticipate that's probably the same for this preparation.
All right. Brook Magic's knocking on the door. Good third the other day. Will it go around?
Yeah, she will. She comes in really well at the weights with Robbie's claim. We've been very, very pleased with her. She's had a good prep so far, and no reason why she wouldn't run really well again today.
All right. And then you've got a Raymond and La Chicabella duel accepted. Will both of those start?
No, Raymond won't. La Chicabella will, and she'll most likely just go around in the 1,500 metres.
All right, terrific. So, well, good luck. Good luck with old Destiny's on the weekend. I mean, he's got to have a fan club shortly, hasn't he? People have just cheered him.
He's always got a fair following. His tote price is always a lot shorter than what the bookies are betting. So I think there's plenty of punters out there that love him.
You know what, he reminds me a lot of that horse, Mum's Pride, that used to race years ago. Everyone backed it because of the name, Mum's Pride. He was just a lovely, honest old horse, same as Destiny's.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, too right. Good luck with him, Joe. Let's hope he gets some money again Saturday.
Thanks very much, Sean. Speak soon.